This is one of those you need to know the author to get the full picture. Yaw wrote a charming book a few years ago, mostly about his 60 years in Alaska, all connected with then Shelton Jackson Junior College, named after the missionary who founded a school for Native Alaskans that grew and changed and became a college over the years. This details nicely the Les Yaw I remember, a very nice, humble man with a good sense of responsibility and truly dedicated to SJ, of which he rose to become the administrator. The shock begins with the photograph on the cover of this book. Les is wearing a rather battered felt hat, a plaid shirt, and a week's growth of beard that goes with his stern expression. I had no idea he had ever been hunting, let alone that he enjoyed it so much. The short first chapter tells of his first Sitka hunt in the summer of 1923. New to town from the cornfields of Iowa, he was pleased to be asked by four other men from the school to go deer hunting on the mountain ridges above Sitka. He missed the buck he spotted, but a member of the party shot a nice fat grouse, so they all felt better. As he states, that was the start of many fall hunts in the area. The hunts were primarily for venison for the table, but once they went bear hunting. The brown bear of southeast Alaska is very large and not especially tasty, I've been told. The three they got on that trip had the hides turned into rugs. There's a picture of them drying. Your reviewer was almost as surprised to find Les and Jack Calvin had many deer hunts together. Jack's wife, Sasha, was a dear friend of mine, but she never mentioned a Yaw Calvin hunt. Looking back, as she didn't hunt, I imagine she thought I knew, but neither of us didn't find it worth talking about. It was a guy thing, after all. The writing is quite good, the memories ring as authentic, the photographs are nice, and the price is reasonable. So if you knew either Les or Jack, you will enjoy this book.